Nick Carter files countersuit against sex assault accuser. Lizzo granted trademark on 100% That Bitch, and Doja Cat blasts disrespectful Britney Spears comparisons. It's Friday, February 3rd, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Nick Carter has filed a countersuit on Thursday against a woman who accused him last year of sexual assault. The Backstreet Boys singer said Shannon Ruth's false allegations have cost him and the group at least $2.35 million US. ABC shelved a Backstreet Boys holiday special in the wake of accusations against Carter, and he is also seeking punitive damage and compensation for emotional distress. Carter's countersuit, filed in Nevada, claims he's a victim of a conspiracy to harass, defame, and extort him, and names Melissa Schumann, who accused Carter of sexual assault in 2017, and her father Jerome as co-defendants. He claims Ruth is a vulnerable and highly impressionable individual craving attention and desperate to fit in, who is manipulated by the Schumanns. In her lawsuit filed in December, Ruth alleged that Carter sexually assaulted her while on a tour bus following a concert in Tacoma, Washington in 2001 when she was 17. She claimed that the I Want It That Way singer told her that he had the power to wreck her life if she reported the incident. Ruth, who described herself as having autism and cerebral palsy, told reporters nothing has affected me more or had a more lasting impact on my life than what Nick Carter did and said to me. When Ruth's lawsuit was filed, Holt said in a statement that her claims were not only legally meritless, but also entirely untrue. He said her allegations have changed repeatedly and materially over time. In a counterclaim, Carter addressed a public statement made by his younger brother Aaron, who called Nick a serial rapist in 2019. According to the lawsuit, at the time, Aaron was addicted to drugs, battling serious mental health issues, and engaged in a misguided campaign of retaliation against Carter and other members of his family who were worried about Aaron and pushing him to seek professional help. Aaron died last November. Carter's lawyer Michael Holt said in a statement the singer wants to stop the smears and attended shakedowns for good. Carter has not been criminally charged, and the allegations of the lawsuit have not been tested in court. The Backstreet Boys are on tour in Asia, Australia, New Zealand until March 11th. Lizzo has been given the trademark on the phrase 100% That Bitch, as she famously declared in her 2017 single Truth Hurts. An appeals board overturned the decision by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office last year, denying the company Lizzo LLC the exclusive right to use the phrase on clothing and merchandise. She applied in 2019 for a trademark on the phrase to use on t-shirts, jackets, jerseys, beanies, hats, bandanas, and wristbands. In its ruling, the board agreed that consumers encountering 100% That Bitch on specific types of clothing identified the application even when offered by third parties to associate the term with Lizzo and her music. It acknowledged that Lizzo did not originate the expression, but noted that the lyrics from the song are likely to be attributed to artists who sing, rap, or otherwise utter them, rather than the songwriters. In 2019, Lizzo gave a songwriter credit to Mina Lioness, who wrote the 2017 tweet that inspired the lyric. "I saw a meme that resonated, a meme that made me feel like 100% That Bitch," she recalled in a statement she shared on social media. "I sang that line in the demo, and I later used the line in Truth Hurts." Doja Cat has blasted people for comparing her decision to shave her head with Britney Spears' infamous public breakdown 16 years ago. "It's so incredibly disrespectful for people to be minimizing what Britney went through and make a joke out of something that's very serious and a very big deal in her life," she told Variety. "Every time I see a comment like that, I can't compute what's happening. It's just an awful thing." On February 16, 2007, Spears went to Esther's haircutting salon in Tarzana, California, and asked to have her head shaved. When owner Esther Tognozzi refused, Spears took the clippers and did it herself. Days later, Spears checked herself into Promise's Malibu Alcohol and Drug Rehab Treatment Facility. About a year later, she was placed under a conservatorship that remained until November 2021. Doja Cat said she buzzed her hair because she wanted something different. "When I shaved my eyebrows off and I shaved my head, I remember thinking, get this shit off me, because I needed to change something," she explained. "I wasn't working out and I wasn't really taking care of myself in the way that I wanted to. I was like, I need to do something, so I chopped it all off, and I could see the shape of my head. I could see my whole face." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news, and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.